Thank you very much. And we also have some comments on this section. I think, and as a general comment, I think this section, on the one hand, helps us to put out some additional measures that states should take to some extent with existing legal obligations, such as the ones to undertake legal reuse. But then it also could help us to spell out some more technically related measures that we also see as necessary to comply with IHL. On the first para, we also agree with the Russian Federation. I think this is a good addition. On the second para and the issue of legal reviews, we are also very much in line what the ICRC has just suggested. What we see as a problem here with this para is that it's going below the current obligations of legal reviews and how they are conducted. I mean, to understand the weapons capabilities is not necessarily the main point of conducting such a legal review. For most of us who are part of Additional Protocol 1, there is a very specific formulation what we are supposed to do under those legal reviews. And this formulation in Additional Protocol 1 is very clear and very relevant when it comes to autonomous weapon systems. And we have, as the ICRC has pointed out, we have agreed language in that respect, which would be the guiding principle E, and also last year's formulation that we have used in a shortened version, which is also based on previous formulations, I think, that we have already there. So there's a lot of text. I think we should use this agreed language on legal reviews. And the proposal that we separate this current para that also has very valuable elements about understand the weapons capabilities and so on could be separated out as a measure on its own. Because it's also not clearly linked with the legal reviews as they are set out under Additional Protocol 1 or national measures that states are already undertaking. We could change this to states should take measures or states should conduct reviews to understand weapons capabilities and limitations. I mean, those are two options. Otherwise, as I said at the beginning, this para would be too limiting. Then we have some other proposals. One is, I mean, we would have proposed something in a separate para. I think the ICRC wanted to link it with the legal reviews, but definitely there should be one after the other. The para that we wanted to propose reads, states should constantly review and reassess possible changes and modifications in the system's functioning, in particular in relation to machine learning and the data sets the system's functions are based on. We will send this in writing. Then at the very end, or in the next para, we would like to delete unwanted bias, because we don't think that there is wanted bias. In our interpretation, bias is always a flaw in the system that you should prevent to be included. We know that other states are seeing this differently, but unwanted bias would lead us to the conclusion that there is a kind of bias that we want. I know that there's a discussion still to have up on this, but our interpretation is more technical, less sociological. We always consider bias as something that is a flaw in the system and does not lead to results which were originally intended when you have designed these systems, which would, in our context, make it a violation of IHL. Then we would, at the end, like to add some new paras that are also important and are going into a direction when it comes to the technological part of autonomous weapon systems. The first one would read, states should ensure the integrity, quality, and veracity of data sets they use. And the next one should be, states should ensure the safety of such weapon systems, in particular with regard to cybersecurity. And that's all from our side on this part. Thank you.